Well, it looks like talk about tax reductions and tax reform is going to get underway in earnest moving forward as we get closer to the month of October. In fact, the president has already scheduled a speech this coming Wednesday in Hoosierland in the great state of Indiana. And he's going to be talking about his plan to cut taxes and reform the tax system. And the word coming out of the administration right now is that the president is targeting a corporate tax rate of 20%. Now, this is different than the previous target of 15%. Might be a little bit more realistic, however, given the fact that there's going to be a brouhaha in Congress over increases in the deficit that could occur as a result of reductions in tax rates. I think there's a possibility we could get something in the perhaps 25% or mid-20s range. I don't know whether they're going to be able to agree on anything, and I sure don't know whether they can agree on 20%. But I think there could be an effort to get something into the low to mid-20s. It's a possibility for a new corporate rate. This, again, assumes that they can agree on anything, which so far this year, in terms of major legislation, nothing has been agreed upon. Now, there was also a call from the president to reduce the personal income tax brackets, and he wants the new top rate to be 35%. Currently, the top rate is 39.6, which is misleading because another 3.8 is piled on the federal rate for the health care tax, so that the actual top rate is 43.4% on much of the income that you make. But anyhow, that 3.8 is not being discussed. The health care reform, which has not yet been able to win approval in Congress, that no longer includes the elimination of the health care tax. That 3.8% health care tax remains with or without a new health care bill. And right now it appears to be without a health care bill, as it appears that at least three senators have already come out against the new health care proposal that's being launched. And 52 minus 3 is 49, and 49 will not cut it, if that's the way it turns out. 49 or less, of course, will not cut it. So this is where we stand. Efforts to reduce corporate rates and individual rates, and more to come on this as we move forward. Whether it works or not, we don't know. There are three areas that have been singled out by the Treasury Secretary as being preserved in the deduction area, because a lot of deductions are supposed to be eliminated in order to recoup the money lost by the lower tax rate proposal. But there are three that appear to be sacred cows right now, holy grails. And those are the mortgage interest rate deduction, the charitable deduction, and the retirement account deduction. Now, there's always the question on whether changes could be made in the amounts that apply to those deductions. But right now, as a general area of deductibility, those three appear to be protected by the administration and by Congress. But after all, there could be a melee over that, too, when this gets to the point of trying to hammer out something people can agree on. There is one area of major deductibility that remains in question. Well, there are a number, but there's one major one that a lot of people use, and that's the deductibility of state and local taxes. So if you are deducting from your federal income, the amount of money you pay in state and local taxes, including income taxes, property taxes, you name it, if you're taking that deduction, as many do, millions do, that is something that they're going to wrestle about. And this could turn out to be a battle royale, because a lot of the high-tax states are also states that color the color blue on those election maps. So we could see a a full-scale battle over this particular issue. And so don't be surprised if they start fighting over that, too. But all in all, it's not going to be easy. There will be many different sides. As you know, the minority leader in the Senate, he has already said that he will not stand for one penny of reduction in taxes for the top earners. So we'll see how that works out. That sounds pretty ugly. So we'll see how it all plays out. But bottom line on all of this is it's going to be a topic, especially with this healthcare train wreck that we're looking at, with the newest effort looking like it's going down in flames like the previous efforts. We're going to be looking at something here. It's going to be very, very widely debated because we now have a $20 trillion federal debt, even though politicians seem to have forgotten about it. In many cases, they don't talk about it much anymore, do they? And there's talk that tax reform could add $1.5 trillion to the deficit over the next 10 years. That's some of the talk going on in Washington. One can presume that the Freedom Caucus would have something to say about this. This would be the kind of thing that they would generally oppose vehemently. So whether anybody's going to stand up for fiscal responsibility, I really don't know at this point, because it has been shocking in the past half year, very few people talking about deficit spending. I mean, after all, what are we running, a $600 billion deficit in this fiscal year? Does anybody care? Does anybody even notice it anymore? Because we're sure not getting it. We're sure not getting it from the politicians these days. Your calls are welcome on the toll-free line at 1-800-934-2221. There's another item in the tax reform that's going to be controversial. And that is, oh, and by the way, for lower-earning workers, there is a proposal to double the standard deduction. And so that should result in some tax savings for the middle-class tax filers that use the standard deduction. There's also an effort to repeal the estate tax. Now, right now, you have no federal estate tax on the first $5.5 million in your estate, rounding out by a tiny amount, $5.5 million, or for a married couple, $11 million. And yet, even though those numbers are historically very high, there is a movement in this tax reform package to eliminate completely the federal estate tax. So that's another thing that, without any question, is going to spark some, well, shall we say, controversy.